Hello, welcome to the Small Town Tenacity Podcast. I'm Alex Reel, and I have two things today. First, a little talk about sponsorships, and then an activity. So the talk about sponsorships is not actually a commercial break. It's something super exciting for me. I had some offers for paid sponsorships for the podcast, which at first I was on cloud nine about and thought, oh my gosh, this is cool. People are actually listening. And then on further reflection, I really didn't know how I felt about it and ultimately decided to turn down the sponsorship offers. As cool as it would be for the money, they were generic podcast sponsors, and I just didn't feel like they resonated well enough with me or what I want this podcast to be. Not that that anything was bad, I just don't want to take on a sponsorship unless it is exactly what we're talking about on the podcast. So I know that doesn't really make sense and it makes me sound too picky. It's not the case. I just really want this to have a focus. And then I was thinking more about sponsorships and money, and sponsorship money is wonderful, but the purpose of it is to keep you afloat. And so if that's what a sponsor is, someone who sponsors you to keep you going and keep you afloat, I thought, well, it's more than just money. There are other things that keep me going. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to start doing sponsorships. But even if the people don't know about it and aren't paying me, I'm going to pick a sponsor for each podcast and call out the good work that people are doing that are keeping me afloat at this moment. So we're going to be having sponsorships, but when I say this podcast is sponsored by, typically I'm not being paid, and almost always the people that are sponsoring don't even know they're sponsoring it. So I hope that doesn't make them mad. So today's sponsor is Brendon Burchard and his book, High Performance Habits, which I am reading currently. I have enjoyed every page of it so far, and I think it is a fantastic book to start out the new year. So if you're looking for a good read to give yourself a little kick in the seat, but more than just motivation, to actually give you tools on how to be more productive and become a higher performer, it's a really good book and makes you realize you're not crazy in some of the things you're struggling with. So I recommend it. And the second part of this, the activity that I promised, is actually adopted from the framework of a similar activity he did in the book. I just changed it a little bit and adapted it for small towns. So without further ado, let's get into the activity. I think we're realizing more and more as a society how much we're all just running around exhausted and depleted and juggling too many things and just feeling like we're not good enough, we can't keep up, but we try to put on an act and act like we have it all together. So then we look around and see all these people who seem to have it all together. So then we feel like we're drowning even more, and we're struggling to even get through a day, and we're just going at this fever pitch that then puts us into survival mode. And, you know, where it starts, we're just at a once in a while, we're getting through hard times and we say, you know, we're just in survival mode. We just got to get through this period and this transition or this, you know, move or job change or things like that, that truly do put you into survival mode for a while. But I think as a society, almost everywhere we look, we see people, myself included, and I'm working on this, which is why this is at the front of my mind, who are in survival mode so often that all of a sudden it becomes the new norm. And we never seem to get out of survival mode. And anything will tell you why that's physically unhealthy, mentally unhealthy, all the reasons that it's not good for you, it's not good for your family, it's unhealthy, and every sense that it could be unhealthy. So obviously, if you're in this point, work to get out of it. But I'm going to talk about this phenomenon that we as a culture find ourselves in and are struggling to get out of, and how it affects our towns. Because the bottom line is, if you are in survival mode and you're just trying to survive the day, every day, rinse and repeat, just get through this day. You're not thinking about the future. And the little moments during the day that come to us about, wouldn't this be great? And these forward-thinking, visionary ideas that we have that could really get some great change, we have to file them away into the back of our brains with a, like, one day, it would be really good to do that. One day, I want to be this and have this achievement or do this thing for my community. And we all know that one day really means probably not, or wouldn't it be nice? It's wishes and dreams and nothing concrete and action-oriented. So before I even get into the activity, my challenge to myself and to all of you is, if you think you've got a thing, do it. Just start. Whatever you think your thing might be, try it. And keep trying things until you find your thing that makes you come alive and is your area of contribution. We just need towns that are full of thriving people, and we can't help our town until we've helped ourselves and are finding some life within ourselves. And that's lots of topics for different days, but find some peace. I'm working at it. I encourage you to work on it. Back to the activity. This survival mode that keeps us from thinking about tomorrow, let alone the big future. If we want to change our towns, if we want to leave a legacy, which, make no mistake, if you're wanting to change your town, you are wanting to leave a legacy. Don't feel like that's something selfish or delusions of grandeur. You want to leave a legacy. Your life is going to leave a legacy whether you want it to or not. Everything you do every day is affecting other people. So you get to decide if you want it to be an awesome legacy or if you want it to be a negative legacy, or maybe even worse, a lukewarm legacy. Everything you do is going to affect what happens after you do that thing. So leave a great legacy, but you cannot focus and plan out what you want that legacy to be if you're in survival mode. So I want you to just take a few minutes, get a pencil and paper, if you have to type it out, but it really does wake up different areas of your brain, help you be more creative, help you be more concrete in your thinking when you actually use a pencil and paper. Unfortunately, science has proven it. As easy as it is for me to just use my laptop, I make myself get out a pencil or pen and paper, and it really does make a difference. Science, it turns out, was right yet again. So I want you to, with your pencil and paper, just envision your town, wherever you have gatherings, town hall meetings, if you have that sort of thing, wherever a community would gather to talk. Imagine your community 20 years from now in that space. Look around, see the individual people that you've been working with in the town to make things better, and they're all there to celebrate you and what you have achieved in that town, the changes in that town that have happened because you were a citizen. The legacy, and this is only 20 years from now. This isn't like after you've died, but in just 20 years, the legacy that you have already created is so great in your community that they are honoring you. So think about, take a minute to really just dig into this daydream and write down, what are the things they're saying about you? The achievements, definitely, like what physically, tangibly happened. What changed in the town, thanks to you? Write those down. And then more than that, what type of person are they saying that you are? What virtues are they praising you for? What attributes are they giving credit or giving the credit to that created this legacy? What is it about you that they are so proud of and saying, because, you know, you are so blank, this was able to happen? Write those down and take the time to really dig into this daydream as soon as this podcast is over. Really just think about it. And then think about, if you've got 20 years to get to that, what do you need to be doing today and tomorrow? None of us just wake up as persons of excellence. It's something we work towards. Virtues are habits that we build through repetitive action. By consistently doing the good thing, we develop those muscles. So what personal attributes and habits do we need to start developing starting today? What kind of discipline do we need to start developing, and what do we need to do to start those habits? What are the basic bottom building blocks that we have to get in place first to get the next block on top, and the next block on top, and the next block on top, and the next block on top, until we're at this great vision we have for 20 years from now? Because it's going to be amazing, and we can do it, but we have to start somewhere, and you don't start at the end. So think about, in addition to what habits and personal attributes and virtues do you need to be building within yourself, what skills maybe do you need to get to what you want to be? Where do you need to go to get those skills? Thanks to the internet, we can learn almost anything from the comfort of our home and without engaging in a formal college degree setting. We can be in full-time work, parenting, crazy lives, and still find 20 minutes a day that we can be reading or building some skill that we can be practicing and studying. And 20 minutes a day over a month, over a year, that's a lot of self-improvement. So what do you need to learn? What skills do you need to gain to become the master expert in the area that you see yourself contributing? And run after it. Just go for it. Start building those skills and virtues. All right, that's my challenge for you. As soon as this is over, sit down and get into that daydream, because it's going to be more than a daydream, and we'll do it together. I'll talk to you later. Bye.